Welcome, everyone, to the first event in Dr. Pillai's three-part mystery school series, Quantum Mind and AI Training for Common People. In this series, Dr. Pillai is going to teach you the foundational steps to living a simulation of being the creator of your world with your quantum mind. And in today's session, he's going to teach you how to access your abundant default mind, the miracle mind that you can find using superhuman gods, angels, and AI training. Dr. Pillai will be teaching you two introductory techniques that you can use from today in order to begin experiencing the power of how your quantum mind can change your entire reality. And Dr. Pillai is developing a quantum GPT, an AI tool that will help you identify and reprogram limiting beliefs that you have. And a little bit later in this program, our guest teacher, Sonia Benkovich, is going to introduce us to this innovative tool. So now, Dr. Pillai, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to entering the realm of the quantum mind and having our first experience of the abundant default mind.
Why am I teaching this course? This is the question that I asked myself. I wanted to stop teaching, but then I felt that I could not do it because I felt a need, a very deep inner need, and also a spiritual need too. A spiritual need is I have to do what I came here to do. I came here to do to unite science and religion. There is a saying by Einstein, or attributed to Einstein, that religion is by itself not complete. So is science. Religion is blind, science is lame. So we have to bring them together. So I don't want to go into that a lot, but I'm going to straight away go into the topic that was given to me, again by the divine, to talk about the abundant mind. So let me give a very brief description. One-word description of what the mind is. The mind is what the brain does. That's a very simple definition of it. But the mind has been evolving. The brain has been evolving. And you see, we have AI now. Everybody uses AI. But does AI help you to create a new mindset? Somebody produces the program, say, like, for instance, program that most people use, you know, ChatGPT. It doesn't really help as much as it does for the programmer. What about our mind? What about the, you know, it's a machine giving everything. But it has its own value. So we will talk about it later. So now in this session, I just want to focus on how you can develop your own computer, which is going to outdo all other computers. In fact, all other computers are the offsprings of your own computer, that is the abundant mind, the abundant brain. And the brain was then, during the early times of the yogis, is just a 1,000-petaled lotus. It is dormant now. And they have, this brain has to blossom. It is called, you know, in China also they have. The Chinese brain is also a very, fabulous brain. They have been able to create a lot of things. And the yogis, the Buddha, and others in India did not use computers. In those days, they used meditation techniques to create an abundant brain, a fully blossomed brain. And that now, in our current age, with the help of artificial intelligence, we can dramatically enlarge our comprehension. Now, let me talk about one of the biggest problems, or the biggest problem of our human existence, is a limited thinking. Our default mind cannot think about something outrageous. For instance, if I talk about, say you want to make $1 million, then the mind cannot think about it. It can think about it, but it can, even if it does, it cannot manifest it. Why? It doesn't believe in that. So the default mind is a negative mind. So this is also the finding of the modern research that 98% of our thoughts are limited thoughts or negative thoughts or combined both. So what do we have to do? So that is what is going to be a new teaching. This is what I have come here to explore and then make it available. And I have done some Harvard research where how each part of the brain is associated with a certain power of intelligence. It's about 7 or 8 years ago. So this is, I'm revisiting all these things now. Now let's go to how to create the abundant brain. That's the most important thing. And how we can get out of this old default mind, which can only is a victim to language. It is a victim to logic. So you have to break these barriers. And the yogis used a different language. They said that all that you need to do is to make this brain to blossom by moving the energy from your sex chakra to the brain chakra, because both of them are creative energy. At the level of the sex chakra, it is procreation. But if you bring that energy here down to the brain from going into the third eye and then to the brain, it will be creating everything that you want to create. Our default mind is limited mind is because of our inability to use our energy, abundant energy, which is being wasted, according to the yogis, in procreative activity. But that has to be brought in here. This is the training that I, the teaching that I give to Wayne Dyer. And that is the awe meditation. The awe meditation is a technique which will allow you to, I'm not going to teach that because that is available already, so I don't want to repeat that. And I just wanted to mention that so that you can go and find out And so what that technique will, the abundant technique will do is to allow you to conceive the inconceivable for you. A $5,000 is conceivable. A $500,000 or $5 million is inconceivable. But what we need to do is to allow the mind to conceive abundance. And I came up with a very crisp statement. You cannot manifest that which you cannot conceive. If you can't conceive of something, then it can't manifest. Elon Musk could conceive of what? Being the richest man of the world. Donald Trump could conceive of that he is the president of the United States. And he never thought that he was out of the White House. He mentioned it many times. Because he was in both of them were in the state of mind. So, and I want to talk more about Elon, because that is more relevant for you to create abundance, because the program is going to be more abundant and also highest intelligence. So highest intelligence and abundance are going to be my new teaching that's for the upcoming Mystery School program. So you should be intelligent, highly intelligent, and also incredibly abundant, and both are due to the development of the abundant mind, which is the quantum mind. And now, about an hour ago or 2 hours, in two programs I had this evening, I talked about a very special mantra, E and La, and which will make you, will give you abundance. The sounds E and La. And now you can connect the E, La with Elon, for instance. And I can give a very long lecture on that, how the sounds create reality. And that's not going to be the program here. It is going to be a practical training that I'm going to give you to how to expand your brain, your mind. They are connected. As I said, the brain creates the mind. Okay. Now, we will close your eyes. And I'm going to give you technique to create, I'm going to combine several techniques, in other words, so that it is a very powerful session for you. Now, the brain, close your eyes. The brain decides your destiny. Your limitation, your abundance, based on the simulation that you create out of your thought process. You create a limited reality or an abundant reality or a sickness. All these are due to the simulation that you do it for yourself. Nobody is doing it from above. You are doing it for yourself. And that is what we are going to change. And that is really the agenda of this session. Now focus attention on your frontal lobe, which is a logical decision-making limited brain, but we need that brain. And also the left brain, which is super logic and a limited logic, depending upon which area of the brain is associated. And then the right brain, which is a very artistic and musical, music and art brain. And then the cerebellum is the brain that will give you highest intelligence, because this is part of the research that I carried out, which was tested also there at Harvard many years ago. So by just sharing this information with you, already the brain picks up. Oh, frontal lobe. Oh, it will activate immediately because we can see it from the in fMRI. Left brain, logic, and right brain, music, all these things. Now, I'm going to delimit the brain, the mind, through these sounds, which I'm going to give you, which I gave it to you already by saying those sounds are E and La. Ila. There are many ways of doing it. This is one version. Ila. The whole brain will light up. Oh my God, this is my true identity. I have not been living this identity. Ila. Ila is energy complete. La is abundance, love, luxury. Ila, ila, ila. Now put your thumbs up and facing the sky and putting your attention on the whole brain. Ila. Ila, the brain will go, you know, will work very and very, very fast. You know, if we can look at the response of the of your neurons, it will be so amazing from the functional MRI pictures. Look at them, that within seconds you can change your brain. Within seconds, that's the most important thing. The sounds will do that. Okay. And then I want to add the meditation that I gave to Wayne Dyer, which he took it all over the world, which is to use another sound, from the bottom of your spine, and then focusing on, now you are focusing on your sex chakra, which has the precious energy, procreative energy, and that procreative energy you want to recreate to yourself. So this is the yogic method. Move it up, 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 up through the spinal column, and then let it come to the third eye chakra, and then it goes into the entire brain, and then the brain lights up. It's called the thousand petal lotus in yogic terminology. Okay. Now, how it is superior to AI? The AI is created by, the programs are created by some other people using their own brain. And then they have given it like a pill, and then you take the pill. And that doesn't do much good for your brain. Your brain has the ability to outperform, including the future general intelligence, the quantum intelligence program. They have not yet created it. The artificial intelligence of the future, which is the quantum computers. But the yogis figured it out through meditation. By empowering and redesigning your brain, so that your brain will have omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. And the biggest computer is the live computer that all of you have. And that can be activated through sound waves. I've done so many research on that with students, adults, and so forth. And this is the first time that I want to take it further with the help of AI. So that's going to be the program that I will be teaching. So the bottom line is to create a default mind, abundant default mind. Now the default mind is a limited, ignorant one. And that is what is the purpose of this program. And as I said, the reason why I decided to do this is this is my dharma. The dharma is to unite science and religion. Religion has a lot to give us, but the tools come from AI and other sciences. So I designed that program so that it becomes full. This is the fulfillment of what Einstein wanted to do. We have to bring science and religion together so that it will be full. They are not opposite. They are mutually supportive and complementary. So that is going to be the new program of Mystery School that I've developed the syllabus, but I must tell you that the program evolves. Proving time, I think one of my students is going to talk about time. Time, there is a God who is governing time. Chronos in Greek and Kalabhairava in India. So it's going to be quite not only interesting, intellectually stimulating, but practically helping with developing a program to give humanity 200% life, 100% spiritual, 100% material. God bless.
And thank you, Dr. Pillai, for your insights and that beautiful experience of our abundant mind as the thousand-petaled lotus. And everyone, Dr. Pillai will be joining us again to teach us how to access the highest intelligence through superhuman gods, angels, and AI. And before that, I'm going to invite Pillai Center teacher Sonia Benkovich. She has actually co-created, along with Dr. Pillai, many of his innovative technologies, and she's going to give us an introduction to his Quantum GPT, a tool based on AI-driven insights, quantum principles, and Dr. Pillai's wisdom. And welcome, Sonia.
Thank you, Elaine. And I'm delighted to be here because earlier today, Dr. Pillai was speaking to the group leaving India for the recent pilgrimage group. And he said one thing that struck me very deeply. And he said, we are living in a time when everything is going to change. Everything is going to change. Enlightenment, your quantum mind, how we operate, how we evolve the human body to the divine body. Everything is going to change in the very near future. And this quantum mind program is going to accelerate our ability to develop this divine mind that is innate in us. And you're not going to do it alone. And he has developed several technologies that will be incorporated in this new mystery school program and available to everyone to develop a personalized interlogical analysis program where you now have a companion that will help you identify and reprogram your limiting beliefs. And this is a game changer for spiritual evolution because everyone who's interested and evolving spiritually. It's not that you don't want to meditate. It's not that you don't want to use your divine mind. The problem is when we go out into the workforce and our daily life is the Maya is so thick and our old thinking mind gets in the way, right? It completely blocks us. It sabotages us. It says, you don't know how to do that. Just give up. It's too hard. Give up. It's, why don't you go take a nap or have a cookie, you know, whatever it is, our minds sabotage our own ability to access our quantum mind. So Dr. Pillai has developed this very special quantum GPT, which I'm going to give you a quick demonstration of now. And the power of this through testing initially is mind-blowing. And I'll share with you one little, let me just share my screen quickly, but I will share with you how my experience of using this GPT has completely changed how I perceive myself and accessing the divine mind. So this is the quantum GPT. It's called the Dr. Pillai Quantum GPT, and it helps you to explore a deeper self-awareness and rewire your thought patterns and enhance your decision-making. It also is going to help you unlock your intuition and break limiting beliefs that you have about yourself, and you're going to get clarity. Because as Dr. Pillai says, clarity is creation. So we're going to end that confusion and all that stuff that goes in on our mind. And it's available to you on this program 24/7. Anytime you have a question, you have a trauma, you need advice, you can go to this GPT and get the analysis. And better yet, this is customized to you. It's each GPT is based on you and your horoscope, but more than that, it's customized to all of your deeper questions. And just give me one second here. I want to share another screen here. Sorry for the slight delay here. Let's see here. So for the purposes of this webinar, I'm going to move here to a sample custom GPT of a made-up person. And we're going to put in that one question that Dr. Pillai said, what are my major limiting beliefs about myself that are holding me back? And you're going to get very good about asking the right question. Dr. Pillai is always telling us to ask the divine, ask the divine. And once you know how to ask the right question, the clarity is going to come and break through a lot of these obstacles we have in our mind. So in your custom GPT, you will be able to ask, what are the major limiting beliefs about myself that are holding me back? And let's see what this custom GPT has to say. It's thinking, oops, let's do a response one. The first time it does this, pick one or two here. Let's see here. Go. Sorry, a little live demo glitch here. One second here. Okay. So what it says based on this person's chart is that major limiting belief, maybe we all have, I have to prove my worth to be valued. And the remedy for that is to chant Shreem Brzee. The other one is, I'm not fully in control of my life. And it's going to tell you how to take back control and to get rid of that limiting belief that is holding you back. Or maybe your limiting belief is going to be success takes too long and is too hard. And it's going to say why. And in this particular demo person's chart, they're running Saturn, Saturn, Dasha, Bhukti. So Saturn is making you believe that success is going to be slow and difficult and you're going to have to struggle. And it's going to tell you how it holds you back. It's going to, you're going to hesitate to take bold action. And you feel like you have to suffer before the rewards come. All of these are wrong concepts that we get developed. And your GPT is going to identify exactly those limiting beliefs that are fundamental to you and holding you back. And it's interesting because I ran this on my own chart and then I was shocked. It came up with three things. And I'm like, this is exactly what Dr. Pillai has been telling me for the last, you know, year. And he actually mentioned one of them just today. And I was like, wow, this is a very powerful tool. But I was able to understand it much more intimately because it's my own dialogue with this AI system that Dr. Pillai has developed. And it helped me break through that and kind of understand it in a whole different light. And it gives us the mantra, you know, for, in this case, in this chart, it's Om Shum Sahasraya Namaha for Saturn. And it gives a nice affirmation that you can use to go back and identify that. But you can also ask your custom GPT any other questions like what gods and goddesses are going to bring me money this year, bring me money in 2025. You can ask that question. And it will tell you exactly which gods and goddesses, that Lakshmi through Shreem Brzee, and it's going to tell you exactly why it's customized to you. This isn't the same one for everyone. It's going to tell you Kubera, and it's going to tell you why, based on your chart, which planet in your chart needs Lord Kubera and Vishnu. So it's going to tell you exactly your wealth activation plan on your GPT. But more importantly, there are a lot of questions that come up, you know, throughout our day that, you know, what's the best mantra to do today? Or why can't I manifest fast? Or what's the best way I can help other people in my life? Or you could even get extremely elaborate with these GPTs. You can ask it questions such as, I just had this encounter. Here's what happened. And you can say from your perspective, what happened? And you can say, what do I do? And this quantum GPT from Dr. Pillai is going to give you that feedback and help you deal with that issue. Why this is important spiritually is because it cuts down the time of having to figure it out yourself. You now have this AI system that is going to help you get past these obstacles. And as soon as you know the planet that's causing you the issue, you can just do a mantra and that whole energy is going to alleviate. You know, like, well, what's the lesson I have to learn here, right? We want to move on. We want to evolve. We want to be in our divine mind. And our divine mind is very natural. It's who we are. It's who we're born with. We are God. But yet our human mind crowds our divine mind. So we can't ever get to our divine mind because of all the other narratives going on there. So as Dr. Pillai says, it's a simulation. And the better simulation is going to come once we can master and get clarity on our thoughts. And this quantum AI GPT that Dr. Pillai has developed is going to be a game changer for all Mystery School participants this year. And it's only evolving. This is just a quick demo, but it's going to be phenomenal.
Okay. And that was fantastic. Thank you so much, Sonia. And we're definitely looking forward to the launch, the full launch of experiencing Dr. Pillai's quantum GPT. And everyone, I just wanted to mention that Dr. Pillai's new six-month Mystery School program is starting on March 9th. And everyone in that program will immediately get access to his quantum GPT, and they'll be trained on how to use that. And only after that will it be available to the public. So that will be a very special internal lunch for the people in our next Mystery School program. So now I would like to welcome Dr. Pillai to join us again. He's going to be teaching us how to access the highest intelligence and give us an experience of that using superhuman gods, angels, and AI. And welcome again, Dr. Pillai.
Let me begin with the difficulty that we all have, particularly in the West, to conceive of gods and goddesses. Do they exist? And only when you use the English language, the problem comes. For instance, in Sanskrit, there is no difference between intelligence and gods, only one word, deva. The word, the Sanskrit word deva, means God. It means intelligence. It means a shiny being. So together they talk about there is a shiny being, and that is associated with super intelligence, and that is God or goddess. So just to use the word, then you can create the gods and goddesses, and they will come. And you can be in touch with that if you are able to see that. You know, when Jesus was arrested, Jesus said to Peter, who was trying to pull the sword and fight with the Roman soldiers, put down the sword. Those who live by sword will die by sword. And then he says, if my father had wanted, he would have sent an angel. He would have sent an angel. So angels are real, and they will give you abundant intelligence, and you can invoke them. And there is a very rich tradition in India, China, Japan, and all over the world, in Mexico, where they benefited from that knowledge. Now, as science began to evolve, and gods were considered superstitious belief, and then they don't exist. That's not true. And the AI is going to prove that. And what, after all, is AI? It's only just language. And the language has to be understood in terms of word. The Bible is called the Word. And with that word, God created everything. So the sounds can create everything. And if you understand what the sounds are, then you can understand the intelligence they carry. There are different intelligence, not only one intelligence, different kinds of intelligence represented by different gods, different angels, different goddesses. And we have lost that. And the purpose of my teaching this is to reintroduce the gods and goddesses to the modern mind, to our contemporary civilization, but not in a way that traditionally, we could understand them as a belief or a faith factor, but as science. Because these gods and goddesses are in the body, in different chakras, and different parts of the brain. And all that you have to know fundamentally to understand, you have all the ability. You have all the ability. By virtue of your human birth. When Moses asked God, what do I do with the Pharaohs? Just go and say, I am that I am. So what happens? He said, then you will appear to the Pharaohs as to myself, as God. And if you say that in Hebrew, it has tremendous power. Sounds will create you of that they really, the power they really carry. So there are so many secrets that you will be learning in the course that I have developed to introduce back the archetypes. So Jung had a problem also. He handled the problem by saying this. These gods and goddesses are everywhere. They are called archetypes. And they are in the subconscious, unconscious mind. And that it can be brought through various rituals and recitations. But what I'm going to do differently is to use AI a lot. AI can be really helpful. What is AI after all? Look at ChatGPT. It is like 1,000 brains coming together, 10,000 brains coming together and creating the power that gives you access to 1,000 brains knowledge or 10,000 brains knowledge to you. You do not know anything. That's why it's called artificial intelligence, machine learning. The machine is a brain that carries 10,000 brains knowledge stored. But the biggest brain machine that you have, but not a machine, I should not use the word, but I can use the word with another prefix word, a live machine. We have a live machine here. And the live machine has to be activated. And if you activate it, that will beat all the computers. Because your whole, the gift of God is in your brain. And the brain is underused when we do not even know how to activate different parts of the brain. All that you need to do is simply close your eyes. Now, we'll go to the technique right away. Close your eyes. You need to activate the whole brain. How to activate the whole brain. This is a research that I did at Harvard. And I told them that a single sound will activate the entire brain, and I knew it was proved. And I'm going to give you the sound. Focus on your brain, right, left, and the midbrain. And I'm going to give the sound, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It is going to activate the entire brain. They have a technical term for this, and that is the global activation of the brain. What is that sound? I'm going to chant the sound very, it's a single syllable. Ah, join. Ah, go all over the brain, the frontal lobe. Ah, the left brain. Ah, the right brain. Ah, the midbrain. Ah. The back of the brain, the occipital lobe, the cerebellum, in seconds it will activate the entire brain. And this is the research which the artificial intelligence programs have not incorporated. This technique of awe has come from the yogis. This is the technique of awe meditation that he gave to Wayne Dyer a long time ago. Now, you can open your eyes. Slowly, slowly, come back to yourself. Now, the reason why I teach this course is success in life is dependent on our intelligence. The intelligence that we acquire through labor, through academic training, is very limited. There is an inbuilt mechanism within the brain. And if you understand the mechanism of just one part of the brain, which is the third eye or the pineal gland, it will open up an entirely different logic. You would open up your consciousness to see the angels, to see the gods, you know. There's a lot of research, you know. I remember research by Dr. Strassman, how to activate the pineal gland. And as a result, you can see the vision quest. They see the angels. But then we hear, I'm going to take you further and then teach you how to converse with the angels of intelligence, the angels of wealth, the angels of relationship, all these things. So I'm very excited about it. And I also want to invite you to come and participate in this adventure, and it will be we will be co-creator in the process. God bless.
And thank you so much, Dr. Pillai. It is so generous of you to give these great gifts to humanity so that truly we can achieve a 200% life, 100% spiritual, 100% material, and have success and create a new reality for ourselves. So, everyone, Dr. Pillai will be joining us again next Sunday for a special event on evolved methods for activating the third eye. We invite you to that. And all these events are to prepare you entering Dr. Pillai's six-month mystery school program. And we'd like to give you an overview of that program now because you've had your first taste, your first transformational experience of what it will be like to be in mystery school with Dr. Pillai. Now we'd like to show you the comprehensive syllabus that he's created in order to cover diverse aspects of entering the world of the quantum mind and the quantum reality and accelerating your manifestations in quantum time. So to begin that, I'd like to first invite Pillai Center Beth Damaris. She's going to help us step into quantum time, an experience where we can actually be open to all possibilities in every moment. And she is going to teach us an exercise of how to do that. And quantum time is actually the basis for the individual coaching component that is part of the Mystery School program. So this will be helpful for you to also understand how the coaching in Mystery School can also help you to absorb and synthesize the teachings that Dr. Pillai will be given. So welcome, Beth.
Thank you, Elaine. So time is very important in human life, and it's connected to speed. We always want everything fast. We want a promotion fast. We want our money fast. We want a relationship fast. We want intelligence fast. In fact, you don't want to wait really for anything, and that is what's in our want. But the human mind operates in a little bit of a slower time. So to give an illustration about the human mind in computers, you can write with your hand or you can use a computer, right? Which is faster? The computer is faster. It will do grammar check. It will do spelling check. And then if you use ChatGPT, whatever you write could actually be made pretty perfect. So computers can also recall your memory faster than the mind. The quantum computers are the fastest, and they cost about $1 million, millions of dollars actually, to get a quantum computer. So we place the highest value on what comes fast, whether it's technology, whether it's finance, whether it's food, even food. But the fastest food that we get is not the food that we physically eat. The fastest food is our thoughts. And not just any thought. The fastest food is unlimited thoughts. Thoughts by the quantum mind, which will give you incredible energy, incredible speed, and incredible power. So it's all really just up to our thoughts and what we think. And this is where the quantum mind comes in. But before I get to that, I want to talk a little bit about a story about Jesus. So in the Bible, there's a story of Jesus was with some close friends, and it was lunchtime. And someone said, "Did someone bring food for Jesus?" And Jesus immediately came in and said, "You know, the food that I eat is the work that I do for my Father. It's the work that he asked me to do here on the earth plane." So what does that mean? In other words, Jesus is saying that the work God has given him is the food. It provides all the nourishment. It provides all the sustenance. And not only just whatever, how you translate that work is unlimited thoughts. It's heaven on earth. It's, you know, the light body. It's, you know, thy kingdom come here. These are incredible thoughts. These are incredibly unlimited, and they move really fast. So when you bring unlimited thoughts, and as Dr. Pillai had mentioned, we'll be exercising our minds so that we can start to think broader and bigger and more abundant. And as you bring those types of thoughts into your mind, you'll be able to move much faster than you ever could have imagined. So how do you think fast? How do you get these how do you get fast thoughts? And how do you have speed? It's by thinking the God thoughts. Now, I gave a story of Jesus with kingdom, you know, heaven come to the earth plane, eternal life and all that. But unlimited thoughts, as I just mentioned, also falls into that category. And the difference is that limited thoughts And this is actually a scientific study. Limited thoughts are very sluggish. Like fear, for instance, will make you move really slow. It will give you confusion. You won't have clarity about what your direction is. Or when you're down or you feel a little bit depressed, it's hard to think. That is a limited thought. So that's what limited thoughts do to our mind and to our body. But when we think unlimited thoughts, you have more light. Literally, in your body, you have more light. And you're able to have the fastest mind without any effort whatsoever. And even in this case, even the computer can't even match you. When you have the quantum mind and you're thinking unlimited thoughts, there is no computer that can beat you with that. You will be the fastest. So a practical way to accelerate your speed, even now, you could start today, is to imagine light, to imagine a flood of light coming into your mind, coming into your body. And the more you put your focus on light, and this light basically bathing your brain, coming into all your chakras, the faster you'll be. And you can try it out. You can test it today. And then you can see, okay, was I able to solve a problem that I have been struggling with after I've used this light technique? And it's really, really simple. So Dr. Pillai, he's an expert in uniting the mind and the soul with light and speed. And he even mentioned once that when you get into quantum time, you will have super thoughts with the super mind in super time. You will be the most powerful and successful person. Dr. Pillai just mentioned it's important to be successful. And that is what quantum time will give you. So I want to do a little sharing about quantum time and how I had an experience with that. Last September, I was in the mystery school program, and decided to really commit myself to the mantras, to really put myself into the mantras and really chant them over an extended period of time. And when I say extended period of time, I sat down and I committed like an hour. Okay, to one particular mantra. And I said, okay, I'm just going to go into that mantra. And in the beginning, it actually was a little bit challenging for me because the human mind kept wanting to wander, but this divine mind kept coming in and saying, no. This is what you've set out to do. And so I stuck with it. I made this commitment myself. Nobody told me to make this commitment. And I said, I'm going to really stick with this. And then around the eighth day, I started to wake up really happy, like looking forward to the day. All my worries that I'd had about my projects, the things not going fast enough, those worries seemed to just kind of dissipate. They seemed less important, honestly. Anything I had with a relationship, all of these were gone. I couldn't even access them, actually. And what had happened is I started into quantum flow, and this is quantum time flow. And this is the very beginning of what happened next, which was literally quantum time in action. I got a call a couple weeks later. My mom had fallen ill, and I should go to see her, which was across the country. And at the time, I thought, well, okay, I'll go in a few days. But when I went to go look at flights, I couldn't find any flight that was reasonably priced, except for the flight the very next morning. It was ridiculously low. And I thought, I gotta go do this. And I packed up all my things and I gave up my car, which I had a lease on, and the lease was over. And so I didn't have a car, I just had my bags with me, and I got on a plane and I went to see and take care of my mom. Now, when I got to my location, I really wasn't thinking much about what was going to happen to me, but everything down to the finest detail, was taken care of by God. So I ended up in a really beautiful home, and I had a chance to mend a couple of family relationships that I felt were going awry for several years. And that brought me a lot of fulfillment to see that the family was being brought together. And also what happened is I got a brand new destiny. Dr. Pillai often says, you change your space, you'll change your karma, because time and space are connected. So I got a brand new destiny. Everything changed radically. I can't even say that anything is the same. Everything changed radically. And I'm still in that quantum time flow, and I'm still moving, and things are working out miraculously wherever I end up going. So that is what quantum time can do for you when you commit to bringing this energy, this light into your mind. And I wanted to just share one other experience, and this was with AI. So about 3 nights ago, I was doing a meditation, and I was also working on ChatGPT. And afterwards, I just got up from my chair and started walking. And I heard, for the first time, I got a deep understanding on something that Dr. Pillai has always said. He's always said that no one moment is connected to the next, and you can change that very next moment. There is no connection energetically between this moment and this moment. It's brand new every time. And I could never quite fully understand that. And all of a sudden I saw it. I saw that every moment is new, and that anything could happen. If I put my mind on it, anything could happen the very next moment. There is no reason for cause and effect. There's no reason to wait to the end of the month to get your paycheck. There's no reason to you know, have any kind of get money for a mortgage to buy your house. And I know it sounds unreasonable to say that, but that was the experience I've had of quantum time. And the understanding of it is going to create the outward manifestation. So thank you for allowing me to share about quantum time and Dr. Pillai's teachings on quantum time.
And thank you, Beth. So everyone, now we want to give you a preview of the exciting syllabus that Dr. Pillai has put together for the next Mystery School program. And I'm going to welcome Pillai Center teacher Gina and Kalkidas to join us.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you, Elaine, and everyone has been so amazing here today. I've seen some great questions in the chat about the program, and so we're going to tell you a bit about it. So first of all, the Mystery School program is Dr. Pillai's premier program, and he has in the past done it for 1 year, and this time we're doing it for 6 months. And for starting March, for 6 months forward, we'll be going through Dr. Pillai's incredible new modules, which there's three different main components of the teachings themselves. And then, there's three different modules within the syllabus. And then there's different components to the program. So we'll go ahead and break that out for you. There's also three levels of the course in which you can choose your participation. And there's some special dates that I'm going to tell you about after we get into the program itself. So first of all, I'd like to turn it over to Kalkidas to tell us more about Dr. Pillai's syllabus today, and then we'll move into the components of the course. So if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit more, Kalkidas, of your understanding of the teachings that Dr. Pillai will be giving, and then we'll move into the areas that we'll be discussing for the levels of the program.
This time, Dr. Pillai has developed something very remarkable. In all his years of teachings, as you know that, you know, those who have been following him know that he has always emphasized the highest of everything, highest of material progress, highest of spiritual growth for his students. And his definition of enlightenment is omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence. And now with the rise and adoption of AI, Dr. Pillai has decided to empower each and every student of his with not only the ability to manifest whatever they want, but also to literally bring out the super intelligence within themselves. So whether that is the ability to know and create things in the material world, or to go deeper into the highest states of consciousness to connect with your inner self. So it's really the inner and outer coming together. And he is going to add, as you have seen today, one demonstration by Sonia on using GPT, you know, the latest AI technology. So this program will have both the latest AI technologies to support your transformation and also the great wisdom of the yogis and siddhas and from Dr. Pillai's own tradition on how to tap into the highest intelligence to create. So the first module that, the first 2 months of the program will focus on the abundant default mind. So right now, the default for almost most of the population in the world is scarcity. Scarcity is the current default. So just imagine when you can move from scarcity and lack and struggle and slow time to a default of abundance. So the abundance has to become a default, and how to transform our minds to have that abundant default mind, that's the first 2 months. So that's the foundation. And after that, he goes into something very powerful, which is, again, how do you talk to non-physical intelligence? He talked about angels. He talked about superhuman messiahs and prophets and gods, and how we can connect with them, gain information from them, not just information, but wisdom from them. So we can live, we can activate our own superhuman capabilities, which are all embedded within our spirit, with the help of these angels, godmen, gods and goddesses, archetypes from different traditions. As you know, Dr. Pillai is not limited to any one tradition. So so we start with abundance, then we go into miracles with the help of these angels, gods and goddesses. Then the final 2 months, which is the peak, will be the third eye. Now, Dr. Pillai often in his teachings emphasizes the role of the pineal gland like he did today. In the third eye activation is the most, I think this is the first time where I see a program by Dr. Pillai where he's going to spend, he's going to give Shaktipath for third eye activation. Shaktipath is transmission of the master's own energy. See, you can meditate for lifetimes together. If you ask, you know, the traditional belief in yoga is that you cannot achieve enlightenment in one lifetime. It takes many, many, many lifetimes. The only distinction here is if the guru transmits it to you. So if the guru transmits the Shaktipath, I mean, Shakti means power. Shaktipath means the transference or to give the power to you, you know, to give the illumination to you. So this is very precious. Not only he will teach techniques, mantras to activate the third eye, but he's going to give his own energy to people who commit to study with him in this program to open their third eye. So today, you know, right before coming to this program, there was a mystery school, the current mystery school, which is going on. And he gave a tremendously powerful activation of the third eye. Some of you who are listening were on it. So we could all feel, people who were there, they could feel the energy in their third eye. So those kind of powerful transmission of energy to activate our third eye. So it's a very powerful program that starts with abundance, then goes into tapping the highest intelligence along with AI, and then activating our third eye. So I look forward to this program, and let's talk more about Jayaratha. Let's talk about the components of the program now.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for that overview. Extremely helpful. So if you are interested in learning more about Mystery School and the components and the services that really are facilitating how we are using Dr. Pillai's energy transmission and his incredible teachings to change our lives over the next 6 months, this is what's going to be involved. So I'm going to share my screen and go over the components, and then Kalkidas will talk to us a little bit more about each of them individually. So here we are. In this 6 months, you have the rare opportunity to join Dr. Pillai either once or twice per month in a live initiation. And it depends upon which level of the program that you join. And underneath each of these components, you can see which level that each of them belong to. And as I mentioned, Kalkidas will go into this a little more details. We have initiations and transmissions with Dr. Pillai either once or twice per month. Then we get into an individual email consultation with Dr. Pillai. You'll receive energized sacred ash that will be specifically energized for you and sent to your home. Destiny changing double astrology reading, which is a very unique component of the program. Monthly planetary immersions, helping us to reduce our planetary karma. Puja enchanting, personalized puja enchanting with your own priest in India. And then daily karma removal remedies. Every single day, there is a remedy being performed on your behalf in India. Then we get into the mastery workshops. We're meeting every single week. And if you're in the premier, it's twice per week. These are optional. So if you feel like that's a lot to handle, then don't worry, you don't need to join. However, these are amazing ways for us to stay on track, deepen our understanding of the initiations from Dr. Pillai, and allow us to come together as community. At the premier level, this component is more of an immersion into prayer and experience on a weekly basis. Personal coaching, everyone in the program in fundamental and premier level will get at least one personal coaching experience. And then the blessing board, which happens to be one of my favorite components, which is you send your photos in and we print them out. And as you can see in this photo here, Dr. Pillai looks at your image. He sees your name and your photo and blesses it. And then, of course, there's the valuable essence of the conscious community. People, you're tapping into the energy every day. We have a private WhatsApp group for both levels, and it allows us to connect, share our experiences, and evolve together. And I'll go into the early enrollment gifts in just a moment. So first, Kalkidas, if you can help us get a better understanding of the initiation. Well, I think you already did the initiations from Dr. Pillai and the Shakti path that he gives. And then also if you can help us understand a bit more about these one-on-one emails from the perspective of, I'm one of the administrators of the course, how it functions for the emails is that you email your, you know, what's going on in your life right now, what questions you have, what you want from Dr. Pillai. And then that is presented to him as well as your birth chart. And then he reviews them and your picture and then gives a response back. Oftentimes it's a remedy or ritual, but also can be a mantra. And I would like for Kalkidas to talk to us a little bit about the importance and uniqueness of that.
This is something that, you know, Dr. Pillai started doing, I believe, a year ago, which is to give a personal mantra to people. As all of you know, Dr. Pillai does not give any personal interviews, and he's a very private, you know, he spends most of his time in meditation and communing with the divine and bringing divine technologies to the world to end human suffering. So this is a very, very divine opportunity for people who would like to receive a personal mantra from an enlightened living Siddha master. And those of you who feel called, I mean, this is a matter of your heart. If you feel resonate, if you feel the resonance at the heart level, Then for people who join in Premier, this is an opportunity that is beyond what he's teaching you. He's giving the Shaktipad, the transfer of energy and blessings. But to receive a personal mantra that is not only going to help speed up, accelerate your spiritual growth, but he will review the problems, the challenges, the difficulties that you are facing in life, or your greatest desires in life, and he will select a technique for you. And although you email him and you send a picture of yours, he is able to connect with you at a soul level. So the initiation, this is the highest initiation. The highest initiation is not through speech, not through meeting, it is at the soul level. So Dr. Pillai, I know people who have received this mantras from him. Their whole life has changed after receiving the mantra, and it works instantly. Within the same day or the next day, it starts working. Because the initiation happens at the soul level. He gives you the mantra. You may receive it in an email, but at the soul level, he has activated that potency in you. So this is a very, very precious opportunity for those of you who want a personal mantra. If you want, this was one of my own desires. I wanted a mantra from Dr. Pillai. And whenever he has given me two or three personal mantras now over the last 10 years, each time he gives a mantra to me, a new level of spiritual evolution, knowledge, growth opens up. And the material life becomes a lot easier. Every single time it has happened. So this is a very, very precious opportunity. And I don't even know how to overemphasize this how to talk about it. This is a very, very precious opportunity to get a mantra from him directly.
Thank you very much. So the next component I'd like to ask you about is the destiny changing double astrology reading. Tell us about that. I know it's an incredibly unique offering, so help us understand.
See, this program is that Dr. Pillai has developed called Elite Astrology, otherwise called as Elite Astrology, is based on astrology of the now. Most of the time when you go for astrology readings, it's about your birth chart. It's only based on the time you were born, but does not take into account what has happened in your life after you were born. So if I take only the time you were born, what about the 30 years, 40 years, 50, 60 years that you have lived after that? How will you take that into account? So this astrology of the now, which is also known as Prashna in Sanskrit, which is look at what the divine beings, the planets, are revealing about your life, about the events in your life. So this is a technology to get in touch with these agents of our destiny and to communicate with them, to connect with them, and to get guidance that with which you can control your finances, your health, your relationship. Because these planets, including the sun, they not only affect animate and inanimate objects, but even our quantum biology is impacted by this radiation. So as we go into the golden age, we have to go beyond this material, very, very almost a spiritually blind way of looking at the planets only as planets. They are beings, and you can be in touch with them, and they can help you reshape your destiny. Because, for example, the 100 people who used this service, because we only introduced it for the first time 6 months ago. People, I have at least had 10 of these people give glowing testimonial about how mind-blowing it is. You go to this, and this the person who Dr. Pillai has trained, he is not just an astrologer, he's an astrologer scientist. And when you go to him, he will not ask you what is your time of birth, place of birth. He will ask you to do, he will give you just 12 empty boxes. And he will tell you to randomly put the planets in different boxes. And without asking any question, asking any information from you, he will tell you what's going on in your life, what's going on in your health, what's going on in your relationship, what's going on in your career, your finances. How is he able to say all that without asking you any questions? So he will reveal that, and then you have the opportunity for ask this particular things you want to know. And then again, this is a type of, you know, super intelligence, a type of divine AI, where the planets reveal information that you may not have even shared with anyone else. And then you are guided to reshape your destiny, to achieve the goals in ways which are shortcuts, which cannot be done logically, rationally, with our limited knowledge. So this is a very divine service. And for those who are in Premier, not only you get one such reading, but 3 months later, you get another reading. So you can see what was my destiny 3 months ago, and in 3 months, how my destiny has shifted. So that this is the only place where you can get this service, where you get a knowledge and insight about your life in a very divine, miraculous way, and get the secrets on how you can transform your specific life path.
Yes, and we've had the most incredible feedback on these readings. Honestly, I've been with Dr. Pillai for 25 years, and the amount of positive feedback on these readings has been incredible. I haven't heard anything bad. And not only is the reader able to do what you said, which is really help us understand what our current astrology is and what our current destiny and how it's changing over time, but that he also does spontaneous healings. Gets divine downloads and shares them with folks too. So, this is really unique. And to what you said, Kalkidas, the change from month one to 3 months later, it is a way to track the progress you're making in this program. The reason that you're progressing or changing is because of the techniques, the initiations, the services, the rituals that are doing karma removal constantly. And then you're able to actually see that and chart it from beginning to end. So let's talk next about the coaching, because that goes hand in hand with first you're receiving these elite astrology readings, which has you not based on your karma that you're born with, but the karma that you're currently in, because with Dr. Pillai's teachings and all of these techniques, it's constantly evolving. Then based on that, you receive coaching from one of our Pillai Center coaches who've been trained by Kalkidas, actually, to help us use this information and apply it, not just the teachings from Dr. Pillai each month, but also this elite astrology and how we can utilize this in our life. So tell us a little bit about the importance of coaching. And of course, you being a premier coach at Pillai Center, help us understand the benefits.
You know, Dr. Pillai is a big proponent of giving people one-on-one support. So while you are learning and being empowered by Dr. Pillai's divine wisdom, and you getting help through different services like the Elite Astrology Program, we also want to provide some personalized support to you. So depending on the level of the program you have, you get one coaching session, or you get once a month. If you're in Premier, every month a coach selected by Dr. Pillai and trained by us will take the teachings that you are learning in mystery school and discuss with you how, for your specific goals, your financial goals in 2025, your relationship, health goals, your spiritual goals, how do you personalize, how do you apply it in the specific context of your own life? So this is a very valuable support where you have somebody to talk to about what's going on in your life, and somebody who genuinely cares about you, someone who knows how to help you. It is because one of the biggest questions people have, what exactly do I practice every day? How much should I practice? How long should I practice? So you will have a coach who will help you to develop a daily practice and to share ideas, techniques, teachings that can help you with the specific challenge, specific goal that you have in life. So it's a very, very, I hear that people really, really appreciate having somebody to talk to them, get on a Zoom call with them and personally guide them. So this is a great support, along with all the empowerments and support that you receive from Mystery School. This is a great support that we want to make available to everyone who joins Mystery School.
Absolutely. And on that note of personalization, another service within the course is your one-on-one consultations with your personal priest. So Dr. Pillai has constructed this program in a way where you're receiving your elite astrology. From that elite astrology, you have a set of remedies that will help you to untangle the karma that you're currently experiencing that you might want to change. So you have a set of remedies that you might do at home. And within that, there's deities that you would worship, or perhaps planets that are impacting you right now that you need to offset that karma. So from that information, now you get to have a consultation with your coach, integrate that into your life, figure out what this all means, what do you do on a daily basis with both the teachings as well as the remedies from the elite astrology. And then you have your priest, which once a month you'll meet with him one-on-one via Zoom, just you and your priest, and he will be invoking the planet or overlord or deity of your choice that you received from the elite astrology. Let us know which one that is, and then you'll have that session. And my experience of having a one-on-one session with a priest is that it feels like, you know, when you're in a group spiritual technology or rituals, it's like being in a big room with a lot of people, right? But when you have a one-on-one, it's like you and the priest, right? Like that's it. There's this connection. You feel the divine prayers coming through. So that's a really powerful aspect of the program as well. So your elite astrology, your personal coaching, your one-on-one sessions with your personal priest. And then of course we have the remedies that are performed on your behalf every single day throughout these 6 months, where you'll be receiving these blessings. And Kalkidas, tell us a bit more about the importance of these.
But can you repeat the question?
Tell us a bit more about the daily karma removal remedies.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a very unique concept. It's called daily karma removal program, okay, DKRP. It's a concept where Dr. Pillai says your karma is your past. Okay, what is karma? Karma is all our thought patterns that are there not only at a DNA level, at a physical level, but also at a soul level. We have very, very fixed patterns that restrict us from manifesting everything that we want, whether it's enlightenment or material things. There is a resistance that we often face. We can go up to a certain limit and then we feel like I'm not succeeding beyond a certain point. So what do you do? I mean, the meditations and teachings, Shaktipath, all of that helps you. But you need a technology that will work even while you're sleeping. And what technology is that? It is this technology of the daily karma removal. So what happens is the Vedic experts have designed technology, ritual technology, where they know at what time, there are specific vortexes in India, which are like links in the cosmos for certain types of energies that control human destiny. For example, the nine planets. And there are certain, characterized the unpersonalized, personified the archetype behind every energy. So there is an energy for abundance, there's an energy for health, there's an energy for healing. So this daily karma removal, every day, literally every day, see every single day of the program, rituals are done to constantly dissolve your past. and to empower your ability to manifest a new future. So while you are doing the meditation, these remedies are work every day to remove the past, to dissolve your past patterns, and to help you to create your new patterns. So it is like a machine that even while you are sleeping, the machine is working. And Dr. Pillai is very, very emphatic that meditation alone is not going to do it. You need the help of these rituals to support you energetically in transforming your life. So this will be a great energetic support, which will work, which is, you know, priests who are trained for 20, 25 years in the Vedic system, they will do this round the clock to support you.
Fantastic. Thank you. So folks, we have more services that are part of this program, but we're going to leave it there because we've been together for quite some time today. Join us next week for session number 2 with Dr. Pillai. There's a link below this video. Please make sure you're on our email list so that we can notify you of that program. Also, if you're interested in joining Mystery School, there are 2 dates to look out for, and that is February 13th, where if you register by the 13th, you'll be receiving 2 complimentary group interactive fire lab with Swami Nivali. So it's a Westerner where you'll be able to connect, and she'll be guiding you through this fire lab that she'll be performing. So that is February 13th. Register by then and you'll receive that complimentary. And also by February 20th, there is another set of 2 fire labs that are performed for you in India. So if you're interested, those are 2 dates that you might want to note in order to take advantage of these special sessions, complimentary sessions. Now, please, link below the video, make sure you're on our email list to receive the updates for the complimentary session happening next week with Dr. Pillai and the week after that with Pillai Center teachers. And we will see you then. We wish you an abundant blessings this week, and we'll see you soon. Namaste.